State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. I went to a workshop last month led by Detroit high school students, but the focus wasn't on schools. It was on something much closer to home, where they live. This question in particular got a lot of play.
What has the hood given and what has it taken away from you?
For this week's State of Opportunity, I'm going to continue that conversation with two 17-year-olds from Detroit's West Side. The workshop was called Why in the D, and it was put on by students at Cody's Academy of Public Leadership. The point of the day was to talk about neighborhoods and the outsized role they play in the students' lives. There were sessions on how neighborhood violence and poverty can lead to PTSD and what it's like to live in, quote, the hood. That term, the hood, is theirs, not mine, and it was used throughout the day. Before we get too far, a quick explainer.
When you hear the word hood, it's certain. It's like you got certain types of hoods. You got a bad hood, you got a so-so hood, and then you got a hood that you don't want to go in.
Shardé Fisher says she lives in a so-so neighborhood that needs a lot of work.
On my street, it's not quiet. I mean, it's quiet when it's not nobody there. When everybody is gone, that's when it's quiet and there's no kids or nothing. But at nighttime, it's like you don't want to walk down there because, like, all you go hear is arguing, shooting, and bottles probably busting or something.
When Shardé was 14 years old, she was hanging out at a park near her house with her best friend, Carlos. She says they were just talking, being kids, when four guys pulled up.
My best friend told me to leave, like, walk away, just go somewhere, you know? But I just went and stood in the driveway of the park. So I'm sitting there and I see them know over there talking and hollering and screaming at each other. So next thing I know, the dude pulled a gun out and blew the side of my best friend's face off.
After the guys fled, she ran over to her best friend and sat with him for 20 minutes until the ambulance came. Her friend never made it. That was a defining moment for Shardé. After that, she says she was no longer a kid. She had to be on guard at all times. She says the neighborhood stole her childhood. Najee Jones also lives in Detroit, about 10 miles away from Shardé. Similar story, different neighborhood.
It's taken a lot from me. It's taken family and my peace of mind. It took my, you know, childhood, you know.
Still, Najee and Shardé say there are some good things about living where they live. They both say their neighbors are like family, and they're stronger and tougher for having lived where they live. But that's where their similarities end. When Shardé looks around her, she sees blight and pain and struggle, and she wants to get out.
It just puts you in a mindset that you don't want to be here for the rest of your life. You don't want to have to go through this every day. Because that's not, if you have kids or something, you don't want to put them through it either. You don't want them to grow up like that. So it just changed your whole mindset about yourself.
Her friend Najee sees it differently. She also sees blight and struggle and pain, but she doesn't want to leave. She wants to stay and make it better.
Because it's not the neighborhood necessarily that has to be changed. It's the people that's in it. And leaving is not going to help them.
What will help, she says, is talking to her neighbors and coming up with a plan for how to make life there better. And then sticking around to help make it a reality. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.